Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Cause every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. When life gives you lemons, lemons, instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have in each day. If I can just get out of my own way. When life gives you lemons, instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, lemonade, so dumb. It's already been done, like, a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot, because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Alex Boy, Lemonade. Good evening, everybody. This is Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. And this is If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. It's a show for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broken happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answered yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. You get free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance. I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there will be no discussing religion or politics. And if you're interested in being a co-host or a guest, inbox me or email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And this evening, I want to hit on the topic of being professional. Not only on your job, but in any situation where life presents itself where you have to be professional, you know, that's what you should do, because I've been in situations where I'm thinking that, you know, it's going to be a professional conversation or professional introduction, and it just goes all the way to the left, especially on a job. Now, I've been many things on different jobs. From I used to work at a soda fountain, being a secretary, being a daycare provider, daycare teacher, phlebotomy. The list goes on and on and on. But I've worked on a job, and I really don't want to call the job out, but it's really so unprofessional until it the environment that I was in was really toxic, number one. Then the unprofessionalism, and it made it worse. I mean, you go to work, and it's not to say that you have to go to work and be friends with everybody, because you're not on a job to be friends. You're on a job to work, you know, get your work done, you know, you do your performing and whatever and leave. But if you make friends on a job, that's all well and good too. But the environment that I was in was very toxic. The surroundings was very dangerous. And when it came down to the professionalism, it was crazy. None whatsoever. None. You know, you have a person who is an authority, who exerts the authority through his employees. You know, you don't, when you have the authority to hire and fire people, you don't give that authority to an employee. That's, you just don't do that. And I've seen that happen, and where a person was sent a text message not to report back to work, you know, just, and holding meetings and using slang and curse words and, you know, things like that. That's not professional as far as I'm concerned, because I know what it is to be professional. And when you go to work, and especially if you're supervising somebody, they appear to be angry. You know, right then and there, that sets the tone for your day, because you don't know how this person's going to come off to you. You don't know how to approach this person, what to say to this person, because you don't want to say the wrong thing. So you're basically walking on eggshells on your job because you think your supervisor is angry with you or have an attitude with you. Or when you go into the office and everybody's eyeballing you down, or you come into an office and everybody gets quiet, you know. Those are things that aren't professional. Because regardless of whatever happened at home, and you go to work, you have to leave your home at home and take your work face to work. If you had a bad night, you had a fight with your significant other, or went out and got drunk all night, you still have to be ready. When you go in to your job that next day, you have to have your professional face on, not your drunk face, not your angry face, not your mad face, but your professional face. And that's to go in there and smile, greet your employees, you know, be pleasant, because that sets the tone not only for you, but it's the people that are working around you. That'll make them feel better and make them want to do their job and feel a little bit more at ease, opposed to, wow, I wonder, is he going to fire me at the end of the day, or is he mad at me? What's going on? You know, people are going to be people regardless. But you also have to remember that people around you, they don't know what's going on in your life. They don't know that you had a fight with your wife the night before you came to work. They don't know that. They don't know that someone came and robbed your house the night before you came to work. These are things they don't know. So you can't bring your home problems to the job, taking it out on your employees and expect them to accept that. You can't do that. You know, because the very first time I met my supervisor, I thought he had an attitude because he really, the first time I saw him, he didn't really say anything to me. And I said, wow, what in the world did I do? You know, because he looked angry, didn't speak, didn't acknowledge. I really didn't even know who he was, you know. So you have to greet your employees, tell them your name, especially if it's the first time you ever being on a job. You just can't walk in there and not even speak to your new employee or tell them who you are. That's not professional. You go in, you say, good morning, I'm so-and-so, and you are whoever, you know, however you want to greet them, but you just can't go into an environment where you have a new employee and don't acknowledge them. That's not professional. And other things that are not professional, if an employee calls in to work and they're sick, even if they call in not at the appropriate time, maybe they didn't know the, you know, that you had to call in 4 hours or how many hours before you report to work. But when they call in, the first thing, when they tell you that I'm calling in because I'm sick, and the first thing comes out of your mouth is, oh, you got to be freaking kidding me. That will make you sicker, because why would you even say something like that? What's wrong with saying, I'm sorry to hear that you're sick, but, you know, you are supposed to call in an X amount of hours before you, when you're not going to come to work. So that's not professional either. You know, and I realize that, you know, people make mistakes, people don't know things. So therefore, if you are the supervisor, it's your duty to let your employees know different things that they can and can't do and should and should not do on a job. If they don't know, they don't know. And I think it is a supervisor's job to exert that authority to their employees opposed to giving it to Joe Blow on the job. That's not professional. That is not professional. And then, you know, it's just so many things that, and then supervisors who lie for whatever reason, I don't know. But when you go to work one day and a supervisor's calling you, telling you that you're being moved to another site or whatever, and then they don't give you any type of reason except for the lie on a supervisor at the other place, that's not professional. It's not professional at all. Because if you tell one lie, what makes you think that that employee is going to believe anything that you say from that point on? I know I don't. I don't trust people who lie. Because if you tell one lie, you got a million more to tell. So therefore, I don't trust you. When you lie to me once, when you lie to me, on me, or about me, you only get one turn. And after that, it will have to be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt when the truth does come out of your mouth. Because I don't know the truth when it comes out of your mouth. So I'm just, you know, it just, it's something about professionalism that people, some people don't understand. I don't know if it's because they're the first time they've ever been in a position where they have the authority to do the things that they do, or they just are just not trained to be professional. You know, I think maybe some people who get those positions aren't trained and they don't know how to be professional, or they become friends with their employees. Now, it's okay if you knew this person on the street from way back and all this and that, but you keep that separated from the job as well, because that's going to cause conflict on a job too. when you got your buddy working up in there and they're doing any and everything, and another person come along and do one thing, they get terminated. Your buddy's doing everything, but you keeping them on because he's your buddy. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having a friend, your mother, your sister, your brother, whoever, working with you, but there's a thin line between being professional with them and being their friend or their mother or their brother or their sister. That part doesn't even come into play. They are an employee, so they should be treated as an employee. But, you know, just people, they have their own personal agendas for things that they do, why they do it, so forth and so on. I just feel that when you have people working for you, you have to be professional. When you go into a car lot to get a car, the car dealer is going to come up to you and say, yo, look at this car over here. Come over here and look at this car. I want you to buy this car, blah, 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 blah. First, he's going to come up to you and introduce himself. Then he's going to ask you, can I help you? You know, what are you looking for? So forth and so on. In that manner. But you have people that are so unprofessional. They're using slang, curse words, and just not professional. You know, and that's not a good thing. You have to be professional in these particular settings. You don't go to your doctor, well, some may, but your doctor would come out and say, yo, Miss Johnson, come on back here and let me examine you. I would be, oh my goodness, I don't know how I would act if that ever happened. And then when you go out and you be around different people, even when you go to a restaurant, people, those waiters, they're professional. May I help you? Good evening. You know, follow me. You know, things like that. I don't say, well, you know, where you want to sit at? You want to sit over here? You can sit over here. You know, it's not like that. You have to be professional in professional situations. Now, all that slang, cursing, all that stuff, it's a time and a place for that if that's what you do. But you also have to remember it's a time and a place to be professional. So leave your little slang, your cursing, and all those other little things that don't belong on your job off of your job. Come to work, be a professional. Because it irks me. And then something else, when you're terminated from a job, your supervisor should be the first one to let you know that. I've seen people be terminated and didn't even know they were terminated. What's that all about? You know, you're going to get up and come to work at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're telling you, well, you got to wait, and the supervisor will come down. Well, you was terminated. When was I terminated? Why wasn't I told this? You know, that's being professional. But it's just, I've seen things happen on a certain job that just turns my stomach. And I don't understand how, you know, and I know that these things didn't just start happening when I got there. It's been going on for a long time. But once you know a person gets into the habit of doing things a certain way, that's how they do them. But I'm telling you, it just makes my stomach upset to know being in a professional situation and people being unprofessional. It's terrible. I mean, it's really terrible. So if any of you have been in a situation where you were treated unprofessionally, you can call in. Call in and we'll talk about it. We'll discuss it. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. And we can talk about it. Or if you have a question and I can answer it, you can call in and we'll talk about that. And I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Ruby. She's a favorite on my show, and I love her for that. Hey, Ruby. And the rest of you guys that are on the line, good evening. I'm not ignoring you either, but I don't I don't recognize your numbers, but I do recognize Ruby. That's my sister over there. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show at 109.9 Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hosted by Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. For questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And remember, if life gives you life.
Sure you haven't got the wrong number. You sure it's me you want to talk to tonight. Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. When you went and left me there crying, your goodbye was even colder than I. It didn't bother you, I was crying. And now you want to break my heart twice. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools. Guess you got back to in your little black book. Well, let me tell you what, I bet you forgot how I even look. So go ahead with all your sweet talking. Go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dime's worth of talking. And then I'm gonna hang right up on you.
Listen up, I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new, revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com.
Back to Zero is a fictional story with a dash of reality. It's a tale about Anthony Thomas, a man who lost the most precious things in his life, starting with his first childhood love, Gloria. Tragedy soon followed after losing his mom to cancer, and shortly thereafter, he lost his wife, Lynn, and son, Junior, in a horrific car crash. With each traumatic incident, Anthony was branded, sending him back to zero. 30 years later, Anthony runs into Gloria, and the flames in their hearts are still burning. Gloria, now a law enforcement official who also comes with baggage, a psychotic husband named Wayne Anderson, who is out of control. He, too, is a law enforcement official that's abusive, jealous, and an alcoholic. Wayne treats Gloria miserable. While snooping behind his wife, he finds out that she had research information concerning Anthony on the internet. Wayne goes into a rage of madness like a rabid dog because in his sick, twisted mind, he feels threatened and accuses Gloria of sleeping with Anthony. Often, he would evict her from the house, but not realizing the night would come when he forces his wife straight into the arms of Anthony. After spending an intense, earth-shattering night of lovemaking, Gloria opens up and confesses to Anthony that she still loves him. Rekindling their relationship is dangerous, and Wayne will stop at nothing to make his wife and her first love's life a miserable hell while fighting his own demons. Wayne harbors a deep, dark, and deadly secret, one he thought he and only the devil knew. Find out what happens when Gloria uncovers the truth about her abusive, lawless husband's mysterious past. The devastation will bring the three of them together in an explosive confrontation. Find out the shocking secrets Wayne harbored and prepare yourself for who will pay the ultimate price for his lawless actions. Gail Delicious Johnson says, Back to Zero will take you where the law becomes the abuser. Order this fast-paced, action-packed field drama by best-selling author Gail Delicious Johnson from her web store at JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y-J-A-Y Publishing.com. Remember, abuse is never an option.
You just listened to the number one radio station on the internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.